The Anthropic Mythos story is the kind of development that defense and intelligence communities have been both hoping for and dreading simultaneously. A U.S. government official confirmed this week that Anthropic's AI system, called Mythos, identified genuine vulnerabilities in classified U.S. infrastructure systems. The significance of this is layered. On one level, it's a validation of AI's potential as a cybersecurity tool, an AI system finding flaws that human auditors missed. On another level, it raises the immediate question. If Mythos found them, who else might find them?
There's also the deeper question of what classified systems means in this context. Are we talking about administrative infrastructure, personnel files, logistics databases, or are we talking about systems that control physical things? Power grids, weapons platforms, communications networks. The official confirmation was notably sparse on specifics, which is appropriate given the sensitivity, but it also means we're left inferring the severity from incomplete information.
What I find analytically compelling about this story is its timing relative to the broader AI safety debate. Anthropic has positioned itself as the safety-first lab. It emerged from OpenAI specifically over disagreements about how cautiously to proceed. The fact that their AI is now being used for offensive adjacent security research, finding flaws in classified government systems, shows how the distinction between safety-focused and capability-focused AI development is becoming harder to maintain in practice. Capability is dual use by definition.
The policy implication is that the U.S. government is increasingly treating advanced AI systems as force multipliers for intelligence and defense applications, which accelerates the very capability race that safety researchers worry about. If the U.S. government is giving Anthropic's AI access to classified systems for vulnerability assessment, you can be certain adversarial governments are exploring equivalent applications with their own AI systems. The defensive and offensive uses are inseparable.
The Meta Oversight Board story today connects to this thematically. The board ordered the removal of a deepfake video and demanded policy changes from Meta. But the fundamental challenge is that the tools to create convincing deepfakes are now widely available and increasingly difficult to detect. The Oversight Board can issue orders about specific content, but it can't issue orders that fundamentally change the economics of deepfake production. The gap between the board's authority and the scale of the problem is structural, not procedural.
LastPass had another bad day. Hackers stole customer data through a supply chain breach at a company called Clue, and this is now the second major breach affecting LastPass customers in recent years. Password manager breaches are particularly devastating because the entire value proposition of a password manager is that it's the one secure place where all your credentials live. When that assumption fails, it doesn't just expose one account, it potentially exposes every account a customer has ever secured through the service.
The supply chain attack vector here is significant. Rather than attacking LastPass directly, a hardened target, attackers compromised Clue, a third-party vendor in LastPass's software ecosystem. This is the SolarWinds model applied to consumer security software. The attack surface isn't the software you're defending. It's the software your software depends on. That's an incredibly difficult problem to solve because modern software stacks have dozens or hundreds of third-party dependencies at any given time.